It is time for DC Current, presented by LABI. Joining us now for DC Current is 2nd District Congressman Troy Carter. Congressman Carter, welcome back, man. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you today on this beautiful, brisk morning?
I'm enjoying it before it gets hot tomorrow. Let's just put it that way.
I'm ready for the heat, man.
You know what? I will agree with that in the short term, but let's revisit that topic in a couple weeks when we're both sick of it.
I'm sure we'll both be looking for the chill again.
Exactly, exactly. At least through Easter. Get me through a couple crawfish boils.
That's right.
How's it going, buddy? Going very well. We got a couple of topics to talk about today. I got to start with this article from NOLA.com and wanted your take on it. The headline reads, Louisiana's port system is parochial and disjointed. Is it time for a change? The long and the short of it is that there's been no guiding overall strategy for the ports in Louisiana. I want to ask it this way for starters. Do we need one, or have we not evolved organically into where we all know our role?
Well, I think we know our role. The problem is that our roles are not being complementary of each other. The problem that we have is we are not the enemy. Mobile and Houston and other places are, in fact, the competition. What we really need in Louisiana, and what I take away from the article, at least my spin on the article, is what we really need is to have a cohesive unit where our ports don't view each other as competition, but we have a collective team effort to build a super port, if you will, realizing the strength of our river, mm-hmm. realizing the strength of our commerce. And if we were able to lessen some of the fiefdoms and parochial nature of individual ports and kind of swing all in the same direction, I think that would benefit the state greatly, benefit our region. And I think that's the takeaway from the danger of the parochial nature of individual players instead of having a collective will of recognizing the strength of our ports being on the same page, if you will.
Okay, when you say build a super port, are you talking about physically building one port that would kind of make Baton Rouge and New Orleans obsolete in order to funnel everything towards one spot? Because Mobile's got Mobile. Louisiana has, what, four up and down the river, or up, you know, not going further.
We got more, yeah.
Yeah, not going further north than Baton Rouge, but we've got four major players from the I-10 bridge on down.
And the logistics of what that looks like is going to be a part of the discussion, right?
Yeah.
The reality is it's more working in tandem and recognizing the strengths. Like, we have to improve our container ports. We're having our heads handed to us because other places have recognized the value, and we aren't there. So I think as we enhance our container capacity, we recognize the ability and the necessity to work together, not always necessarily in a physical plant, but let's start off just being in the same room, recognizing that we should complement each other and then build toward what is going to be the best practices for a unified port.
Okay, so there's that term, unified port. I'm sensing that there's a want to build something that centralizes it all.
That could be. I mean, it doesn't have to be that, but it mm-hmm. could. You know, there are a number of theories that are out there, a number of ideas of what that looks like. I don't have the answer to what the best solution is. However, I will tell you what I think is clearly a better solution and a good start, and that is recognizing the strength of working together instead of having individual sets of ideas, individual sets of strategies, individual sets of a master plan. Wouldn't it make sense that in a small locale like Louisiana, that instead of having all of these individual charrettes and setups, that we would have at least everyone coming to the table saying, listen, how do we complement each other? No one has to necessarily lose their autonomy or lose their positioning, but we should be working in the same vein to strengthen the offerings of our port. Listen, we've got an incredible incredible resource. that Mississippi River is our lifeblood. If done properly, it can be stronger than tourism. We've just got to make sure that we maximize all of the energy and expertise that we have among the individual ports and try our best to collectively be at the same table, whatever that means. That is yet to be defined. I mean, we can get really granular, and there are those that do this every day that have really strong ideas, some in ways that they think it's a good idea, some that would rather continue the way they're doing it. But I suggest that doing it the way we do it, we're leaving things and resources and money for our state on the table.
Yeah, and the tough part to balance here, because on the one side, Congressman Troy Carter is our guest. This is D.C. Current presented by LABI. On the one side, specialization leads to the strongest of economies. So, like, if Baton Rouge has one role and New Orleans has one role and the other ports up and down the River La Rose and, or St. Rose and whatnot, if everyone has their own specialization, that would probably be the strongest avenue. But at the same time, though, it would be an outside influence putting a finger on the scales, and you run the risk of ruining what we already have. And I know, well, you don't want to play from a position
of fear. Isn't that always a risk when we
meddle?
Change?
I know.
You know, when we introduce change, is always a chance. But the alternative of not taking advantage of growth is to be stunted and to not advance. I mean, any time we advance and we try something new, there's a certain level of risk involved. I suggest that the greater risk is to stand still and let our competitors pass us by.
Well, I agree with that. He is Congressman Troy Carter. It's just, and you don't want to play from a position of fear either, right? I mean, scared money don't pay.
That's right. Let me tell you something. And we have to always recognize the incredible strength that Louisiana has. I will put my money on the strength and ingenuity of the Louisiana worker 7 days a week.
We're talking with Congressman Troy Carter. Well, let's shift gears here to move from the port topic on over to a different one. There is a I don't know another way just to set this up other than just tossing you the ball here. You sent a burial grounds letter to the EPA and the Department of Interior at the end of last week. Talk to me a little bit about the nature of that letter and what sparked it.
We know that Louisiana is rich in its culture and heritage, some painful, some not. We know that there are burial grounds for former slaves or slaves, people who died at the time of being enslaved. We know that there are burial grounds for Native Americans. We know that we have very rich soil in Louisiana. And an area where there's development, I think that rather than finding out after the fact and having lawsuits because commerce established itself on quote-unquote sacred grounds and built on top of a burial ground, that we turn to the Department of Interior and ask that before development is done, that we do a review. Do a research to determine if, in fact, these grounds were once burial grounds and work to at least memorialize them, protect them, build around them. Doesn't mean that that we in any way impede commerce because we want to encourage commerce, but we should also recognize those sacred grounds. Listen, many of the facilities have done that. I recently visited a facility that did just that. They, on their own, not because anybody forced them to, they did an assessment because they knew the close proximity of plantations where they were building, that the chances are great that there would be burial grounds. They found them through the technology that's available, and they put a placard out, and they recognized that these were, in fact, burial grounds of slaves. There were another one that were burial grounds of Native Americans. I think it is a respectful way for Louisiana to preserve its culture while enhancing and supporting commerce.
He is Congressman Troy Carter. We visit every Tuesday. It's D.C. Current presented by LABI. I'm going to want follow-up on that in the near future, Congressman. I find that intriguing in a number of ways. Because you've opened up a question of just how much is out there that we don't know. Like, just what's out, like, I mean, there's going to be a lot to discover on that front, to be sure. In the meanwhile, go ahead.
I think you're right. I think it is intriguing. I think in the vein of what we do in Louisiana, that is to protect and preserve where possible. I think this is something that I think everyone will find quite intriguing and quite interesting, and quite frankly, something that I think we will recognize as a rich part of understanding the history of Louisiana.
Yeah, absolutely. We will talk next week, and I'll see if I can, if you'll pardon the pun, dig into that topic a little more before then. He is Congressman Troy Carter. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great day. You